And I think you're referring to the Ambassador Bridge. Of course, you, up your way, you got the Blue Water Bridge, and down at Windsor, you got the Ambassador Bridge. And then the tunnel, there's a, I don't know if they have a name for the tunnel or not, but I've gone through the tunnel. They can take the lower trucks to the tunnel, but they can't take the higher trucks. If you got the lower flatbeds and you don't have a high tractor on it, you can get through the tunnel without any problem, but it's tight. It reminds me, I had to take the big truck with it through a cave one time. It was a 7-mile loop around through this cave. Every once in a while there'd be a place you could turn into docks or back up into a dock. But it was for cold, dry storage in this mountain, a cave system inside this mountain. Down in Kentucky, I think it's in Kentucky someplace. But anyway, the tunnel sort of reminds me of that. What do you think, Jeff?
Penetrating.
Yeah, well, we went through the tunnel every Friday and every Sunday. Like we would take the bridge here to get down to Windsor to get through. So we would take the stateside for years because we were coming up on weekends. So we had our cottage up here and. For years and years and years, it was back and forth. Monday, sometimes Monday morning we would leave here, but not on a regular basis. We would generally do it Sunday, late Sunday afternoon or Sunday night or something. And then at least we'd be home and we'd be able to, get ourselves ready for school or what, because we were still going to school at that time back in the day, and it just seemed like it was, you didn't win any battles. I mean, sometimes there was one of the holidays over there that you guys have, and sometimes we end up with back up all the way to the tunnel, all the way through the tunnel, all the way to 94.
Penetrating Genesee.
Yeah, I've seen that. The Ambassador Bridge back up way up in 84. I always got in some kind of line, but it all seemed to move pretty good. I never got where it was long hours, or day in line there. Some of the lines, I forget what the reason was. If the workers at the customs people were on strike or something. I forget what the reason was, but anyway, whenever I went over, I had to wait. I had to give myself an hour to get through it, and sometimes you'd only take it 15 minutes, and sometimes it'd be closer to an hour. And usually, depend if they decide to charge me a tax on my truck. Coming back into the U.S., they'll tax the truck. Boy. Sure go through the money driving a truck. But anyway, it was fun while it lasted. VE3GXK, this is AD8FK.
Penetrating.
Now, did they charge you by axle?